How to Live an Extraordinary Life. Written by Anthony Pompliano. Narrated by Anthony Pompliano. Published by Harriman House.
This book is dedicated to Polina, my wife. Life with you is extraordinary. Introduction. I never thought I would see my 35th birthday. When I was younger and friends would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I always caveated the answer with, well, I'm going to die before 35, so I have to accomplish my goals before then. I'm not sure why I thought this way. It could have been because I was always doing reckless things as a teenager. There were multiple car accidents and fistfights. I went to war in Iraq as part of the U.S. Army when I was 20 years old. I was fond of driving my motorcycle over 100 miles an hour in my early 20s, and I drank and partied even more than your average young man. To be honest, I had an incredible time. I don't regret a single second of it, but I figured you couldn't live life that fast and expect to make it past age 35. I was wrong. I'm writing this book a few months after I turned 35 years old. Every day I get from here until the end of my life is borrowed time in my mind. This milestone made me reflect on everything I've packed into the last 35 years. My life has allowed me to visit more than 30 countries, meet many of the world's most successful people, build a family I love, help thousands of people improve their lives, and achieve financial independence. Simply, I have lived an extraordinary life. You won't find me riding a motorcycle these days, nor will you see me partying or going off to war. Those days are long gone. Today, I have an amazing wife and two young kids who I cherish. As I reflected on where I was before, where I am today, and where I would like to go in the future, I was compelled to write a letter to each of my children about the things I have learned so far. Two letters turned into five letters. Five letters turned into 10. And next thing I knew, I had written more than 60 letters to my son and daughter. This book is a collection of those letters. Each chapter contains a lesson about something that I learned in my life. These lessons can stand on their own, or they can be combined with other lessons in the book. Sometimes these lessons complement each other, and other times the lessons may contradict each other. Context matters when you are sharing advice, so evaluate each lesson independently. Before we get started, I also want to leave a message to the many people that have known me over the years. Most of you know me as an entrepreneur, an investor, or someone with a large social media following. I am proud of everything I have accomplished in my professional life, but the most important thing to me is ensuring that my children are prepared to be happy, productive citizens in the world. These letters were started out of fear that something could happen to me before I had the chance to share these stories and this advice with my kids. I guess it was a resurfacing of that old feeling that I wouldn't make it past 35. But then, as the letters accumulated, they became something that I thought would be useful for a much wider audience. And so the book was created out of hope that these letters could help even more people around the world. The funny thing about writing a book like this is that people start thinking, I must believe I have all the answers. That couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, I am hyper aware of how much more I have to learn. Hopefully the book I write in the next 35 years will be three times longer and full of even more lessons. Anthony. How you do anything is how you do everything. Sophia and Leo. Everything in your life is made up of details. From the work you pursue, to the relationships you cherish, to the reputation you earn, the big things are made up of many small things. It can be easy to forget about the small things, though. They aren't the big things. They don't seem important in the grand scheme. But I have found the opposite to be true in my life. How you do anything is how you will do everything. When I was deployed to Iraq as part of the U.S. Army Infantry in 2008 and 2009, we would spend hours patrolling our designated areas. These patrols usually occurred late at night under the cover of darkness. During the night patrols, the wind would cover our team, our trucks, and our weapons in sand from the deserts that surrounded us. We were exhausted when we got back from a patrol. It was tempting to simply go to sleep, but our leadership team had drilled into us that we were not supposed to go to sleep until we meticulously cleaned our trucks and our weapons from the sand. Their point was that we need to be prepared for the next mission before we went to sleep. Was it likely that we would have to leave on short notice for the next mission without having time to prepare? No. But they didn't want to take any chances. It may surprise you to hear that the leadership team never checked whether we cleaned the trucks or our weapons.